This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, if you listened to Cross Hope yesterday, you heard me tell, or I should say retell, a story that I've used a number of times in 35 years on the radio. It's produced more response than any other single story told by Rita Snowden about the British soldiers asking to bury their dead sergeant in a Catholic cemetery in France during World War I. We pick it up at the end of that story and continue.
Everybody in this room's got a fence or wall up with somebody, and you know who it is. And I'm asking you at least to pray about it, that in the name of Christ, you will do what you can to take the wall down. Will you be successful? Maybe not. You may have people reject your overtures, but at least you tried in the name of Christ. At least you made the effort. That's why the Bible says, as much as it's within your power, live at peace with everyone. What does that mean? You do the best you can and leave the results to God. That's what that means. You do the best you can, but in the name of Christ, somebody needs to tear down a wall. Maxie Dunham was the president of Asbury College. I've talked about him before. Asbury College at Wilmore, Kentucky, just outside of Lexington, Kentucky, tells a powerful story about barriers coming down. I want to close with this story. It's a little lengthy, but stay with me. Listen to the details of the story. Maxie says this: I was visiting with a friend, a minister in a huge Midwestern church. Entering his home, we walked through the garage. His son's go-kart was there, and I commented on it. This triggered him to share the story of his reconciliation with his own father. His mother and father, after 30 years of marriage, had divorced. Can you imagine? You're married for 30 years, and you finally say, that's it, we call it quits. The father had been unfaithful to his mother, trampled on her feelings, spurned her forgiveness and love, returning over and over to his other women, even after renewing his commitment and pledging fidelity. This caused my friend great pain and anguish. Though he loved his father, he became bitter, even hateful, toward him. Unable to accept him and the suffering inflicted upon his mother, my minister friend and his father became estranged. The father, embarrassed by his own actions, eaten up with guilt and shame, was unable to face his son. About 4 years after all of this, the father came to a business meeting in the city where his son was a minister, and a series of circumstances made it okay for him to visit his son. They walked through the same garage as we were doing that day, my friend leading the way, his father walking behind him. The tension was extreme, and my friend was in the house before he realized that his father wasn't with him. He looked back into the garage, and he saw his dad staring at the go-kart with tears flowing down his face. You see, the memory of his son's childhood, of days when the bond of love was so solid, and the thought of his now grown son making go-karts for his own son as he had done for him overwhelmed him. Barriers were dropped, masks were taken off, emotions, including repentance, were expressed. Love and forgiveness began to flow as honest sharing brought father and son together again. Isn't that amazing? The Lord could use a silly go-kart as a catalyst to bring two people together. What could the Lord use in your life? As something to trigger repentance, something to trigger forgiveness, something to trigger sorrow, godly sorrow, something to trigger godly forgiveness in your life. You know what it's called? It's called the cross.
We'll conclude this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.